Do it, they reasoned, than in the 7 days leading up to Christmas. Surely my Shannon would be unable to resist my sorrow, my utterances of shame and embarrassment, especially around the holiday. If I stayed the course, by Christmas Eve, she would have forgiven me. However, as sweet as my wife had always been, she was also as resolute in her anger toward me. This is how it came to be that I was behind closed doors the week before Christmas of 1925 with 4 of my 6 siblings in a meeting of the Barnes Family Minds. This is also how the couch in my office had become my new sleeping quarters instead of the warm bed next to my beautiful but rather unforgiving wife. "What you need to do," Josephine said, "is beg for forgiveness and promise never to do something like that without her permission." As the eldest, she'd always been the voice of maturity during any of the Barnes children's antics. Cymbeline, my second sister, and I were usually the instigators of the aforementioned antics. I bristled at the word permission. Who was I to ask permission for anything I did, especially when it came to business? And from my wife, no less. Fine. This attitude was what had gotten me into the current mess. If I'd respected her opinion and wishes, I might not be sleeping in my office. I'd like to blame it on a family tradition, but my father never did anything without first consulting my stepmother. My twin, Theo, had such an open mind about the equality of women that his wife was now a midwife in his medical practice. My sisters had accomplishments of their own, none traditional. I should have known better. My excuse? I wanted to be a hero. Stupid. I could see that now. I'd gotten myself into this tangle of marital woes, and it was going to take a Christmas miracle to get me out of it, which meant I must humbly accept my fate.
"I'd suggest you adjust your thinking," Cymbeline said pointedly. She still hadn't quite forgiven me for declaring our recent mountain competition for men only. "If you're going to have a happy marriage with a modern woman like Shannon, you're going to have to understand that she's not some wilting flower waiting for your instruction on how to perk back to life."
Perhaps this could be bigger than a mere apology to Shannon. Words of advice from my twin, Theo, the better half of the two of us. Smarter, wiser, gentler, and all-around perfectly perfect man, as Fiona was prone to say. I'd never had any chance with much of anything compared to Theo.
"What do you mean?"
Fiona tapped her long fingers against her pointy chin. The youngest of the original set of Barnes children, she was 18 and had grown into this absolute beauty of a girl, with black curls and dark blue eyes that peered from a face that seemed chiseled from the finest white stone. "I mean, there are a few things Flynn should make amends for," Theo said. "If he were to do so, perhaps Shannon would be softened."
"We can only hope," Sim said. "Shannon's tougher than she looks, though. She may be pretty, but don't let those cute freckles fool you."
Sim, too, was beautiful with the same black curls and blue eyes as Fiona. However, she possessed such ferocity compared to Fiona's tender nature that most thought they looked nothing alike. Muscular from her outside activities and quite possibly the smartest of all of us, impatience and rebellion ran strong in Sim's blood. She constantly pushed the world to conform to her wishes. A lot of the time it did. Still, her intelligence did not do her much good. Mostly it got her into trouble. Much like me, Sim was full of ideas. Not always good ones, but ideas nonetheless.
"And perhaps reminded why she loves Flynn so much," Josephine said.
"As much as that eludes us," Theo said. "I'm still in the room," I said dryly. "No need to speak of me as if I left."
"We're trying to help you."
Sim tossed a small ball she'd been passing back and forth between her hands right at my face. I caught it and tossed it back, a little higher than my aim, at her forehead. Regardless, she snatched it just as it sailed over her head. The night before, Cymbeline had surprised us all by winning a ski jump competition on the Emerson Pass slopes while dressed up as a boy. That was another whole story that I didn't have time to concern myself with at the moment. Suffice it to say,